You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 21 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today, we are going to be talking about making a marketable product. Now, we talked about marketing before in previous episodes, but we are going to take a different direction in this one and talk about what it means to make a marketable product. But before I do that, if you have not checked out the previous 20 episodes, I highly recommend you do on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, wherever you are listening. New episodes drop every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And without further ado, if you guys have been listening for the past 20 episodes, you know how it goes. We're about to dive into the G-Storm news. We got some exciting news for you guys. First of all, let's talk about the podcast. Storm Chat has over 300 total downloads worldwide. That is insane. So wherever you are listening, whether you are in Europe, Asia, South America, North America, wherever, I just want to say thank you very much for your support and tuning in every Friday or whatever it is, wherever you are in the world and tuning into these episodes and subscribing. It really means a lot to me. And most of my listeners, I've noticed, are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So I'm very surprised. And of course, you can check it out on the YouTube G-Storm Network. I'm just very thankful for you guys. I'm very honored that you guys take time out of your day to listen to the knowledge that I share and things that I've learned that I want to share with you guys. So again, thank you so much. Now, the other big thing that I have that I want to share with you guys is that I officially revealed the cover for Eternity's End Volume 2. Yes, Eternity's End Volume 2's cover is out. It looks amazing. I'm so happy that you guys are able to see. You can go on my Instagram. You can go on my TikTok. It's posted on there. My Instagram is gstorm.entertainment, and my TikTok is gstormentertainment, all one word, all lowercase. So you guys can go ahead and give the pages a follow if you haven't already. And check out the Eternity's End Volume 2 cover. It's pinned on my profile. You guys have no idea. You guys have no idea how excited I am. Speaking of Eternity's End, obviously Volume 2 is being worked on. The Eternity's End demo, still working on that a little bit. You know, I was supposed to have it released in March, but I needed more time to work on it. And honestly, the only reason why I really haven't had a whole lot of time working on it was because I'm working on other things, like my commercial game, putting that together, working on the script for that. So it's just so many things that I'm trying to balance out right now, especially with my full-time job too. So I just ask you guys to please be patient. And maybe I'll do like a little sneak peek of like the demo in the coming days or weeks so you guys can see like what I'm working on. And because I'm just trying to make this, I know it's just a little demo, but I just really want to make this like enjoyable for people and just something like that's just a little fun, just a little fun, nothing crazy, you know. But that's all the news I have. The big things being G-Storm's Eternity's End. I was going to say Storm Chat is almost at 300 total downloads worldwide, and Eternity's End is Volume 2's cover is officially out, so you can go ahead and take a look at that. Leave a like, share, repost, all that good stuff. Without further ado, we are going to dive into the question of the week. So, the question of the week is simple. What do you think is the best way to market a product? Is it word of mouth? Is it social media? Is it putting flyers and on the street pole, like whatever. And I know we talked about this before. We talked about word of mouth being the best way to market your product, but I wanted to take a different approach to this topic of marketing your work, whether you're an indie writer or a indie game developer, because I saw something that really piqued my interest and I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on it. And I just wanted to share my thoughts and opinions and everything on the topic. So without further ado, now that we got the news and the question that we got the way and the introductions, let's dive into it. Making a marketable product. anybody can market a product, but is that product marketable? I only bring this up because I saw a video a little bit ago of a YouTuber who talked about why most independent game developers fail. We'll talk about indie comics as well in this episode. And he said, you would think the reason why a lot of them fail is because they don't market their product. Nobody knows about the stuff. And that's true to an extent. But one thing that people don't talk about or ask themselves is my product marketable? Like, is this something people want to buy? Is this something that people want to invest their time and money in? And a lot of the times, no. I mean, in the independent game space, you think about all the different games that indies make. A lot of them make the same games. A lot of them make 2D platformers, first-person shooters, or farming sims. Like, the market is saturated with these types of games. And if you want to make those games, that's fine. But what you have to do as a creator is to make sure you can create something that stands out, that's unique, that's just not some carbon copy of a game that you used to play or whatever. You know, it's the same with indie comics. You have to make sure that your product is marketable. Like, look at Eternity's End. Eternity's End was a video game that I made that I turned into a book. And when you read Eternity's End, it kind of feels like a video game, doesn't it? Why? Because it was one. So Eternity's End by itself sells itself. You know, sometimes I don't even have to really do anything. I could just post something and people say, hey, I'm going to buy a book. Tix is the most popular character in Eternity's End. Like, Tix by herself sells the series. You know, there's just different, like, things about Eternity's End that has given me sales for my product. Now, I know that I have a proof of concept. I know that I have a marketable product. But most independent creators don't ask themselves this question. Whether you're an independent game developer, independent mind creator, whatever, like, they don't ask themselves, is this a marketable product? Can I really, make money with this? Can I get a lot of attention with this? And it's just like, can you? Your goal is to get people interested in your work. Something that people can look at and say, this looks different. You know, I want to give this a shot. And honestly, if it's one thing I learned from putting out the first chapter of Eternity's End 2 years ago, or putting out the first volume a year ago, I learned that people giving your work a chance can go a long way. Trust me. Like, if they give it a chance, that is a step in the right direction. And if they want to continue supporting you, that's even better. You know, that's how you do it. Now, let's talk about independent manga, since we're talking about manga volumes and stuff. Now, a lot of independents, I feel like, in the manga space, don't ask themselves, is their work marketable? Because I see a lot of webtoons and indie manga or indie comics where the characters and story is just the writer's version of their favorite stuff growing up. And I mean, it's okay to be inspired, obviously, but if there's nothing about your story that makes it unique, like, you just made up characters, you slapped your title on it, on the cover, and everybody just acts like something from a show that you like, is that really a marketable product? Are you just making your version of this show or of this movie? You know, like, you can slap the title on a cover and do all that fancy stuff, but if your story doesn't have something that makes it feel like its own thing, if it doesn't feel like a breath of fresh air, like, is it really something that people are going to want to invest in, or is it something that people are going to look at and say, oh, this is just blah, blah, blah. This is just this series. I can just go on Crunchyroll and watch this anime right now. You know, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. I see a lot of people make that mistake. I feel like a lot of people don't ask themselves that question of, is this a marketable product? Is this something that I can actually, like, make money on? I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but I feel like people need to understand that. And honestly, when I first started, I didn't ask myself that question. I said, is Eternity Zen really a marketable product? Is this really something that I could like sell? But then I thought about the history behind it, everything that I did with it. Okay, it was a video game that I made for fun, and now it's a book, and now I'm making another demo for that, and then maybe I'll do something even bigger for that in the future. You know, like it, and it's giving me sales, it's giving me attention. You know, I still have a very small platform, but people are invested in Eternity's End. People want to see more. People want to are ready for Volume 2, and they're ready for the demo, and they're ready for games and stuff like that. So, I know I have something on my hands. What about you? Do you guys have something on your hands? It's something that you guys have to ask yourselves, because, you know, you're not going to be sustainable if you don't have something that's unique. And quality is very, very important in the indie space. You can have all the followers in the world, you can have all the money in the world, but if the quality is not there, people are going to drop out. People just aren't going to be with your product anymore. And you don't want to do that. You definitely don't want to do that. So what is it that we can do to make a marketable product? And the answer is simple. Get creative. Get creative. I feel like a lot of people just aren't creative. They're not as creative as they can be. They're not as creative as they should be. People just look at, oh, this is my favorite show. I'm inspired by this. I'm going to make something that's just like this. And all of a sudden, yeah, it really is just like that. But is it like, what is the substance? What is the originality behind this work? Is this something that people can look at, give it a chance, and not think of other series? Like, I don't want people thinking about this anime when they read my stuff. You know, I don't want people thinking about that, because I want Eternity Zen to be its own thing. You should want your work to be its own thing. So definitely give it some time to think about what you can do to make your work stand out. Something that's going to make it unique. Something that, and don't think about the money. Don't always think about the money. Don't always think about sales, but just make it something that will give you exposure. Exposure is more important than sales, at least if you ask me. Like, get that exposure out there. Let more people know about it, and you'll be surprised how far it can go. But that's all I have for you guys today. It was a very short episode, but I hope you guys enjoyed this little quick tech talk. If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead, like, subscribe wherever you are, whatever platform you're listening to. Follow me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff, as well as my online store, www.gstormstore.com, and my main website, www.gstorminc.com. I'm G-Storm Entertainment. I got to get out of here. I got a lot of work to do. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Take care. Be blessed. Get creative. And have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.